Heather and her drama program is, she puts an insane amount of dedication into the shows. And so I really, when I remember, I started out by helping paint the sets when I was really young. And then as soon as I was in grade 8, I remember actually being super excited that I was getting into grade 8 in 2013, because that meant that in 2018, when I was graduating, we were going to get to do a musical, and I had already calculated like which years I would get to do a musical in a Shakespeare. And being in the drama program, Heather and Hans both, and you know, everyone else too, like Shelley and all the teachers, just put so much time and energy into it that their dedication is inspiring. And so, you know, all the students get into it too. I think when we did Romeo and Juliet, or maybe it was Chicago, I can't remember, but in one of them there was something like 70 kids involved or something like that, which is like a huge percentage of the school who are involved in the productions. Yeah, it's just so lovely. I'd spend lunch hours in the theater too. It was just kind of like, for me at least, and my friends, kind of the whole school rotated around theater.
And how much do you think that experience played into your decision to continue on and follow up and pursue an education in acting?
Oh, it is the complete only reason. 100%. Yeah, I would not be at the school I am right now or pursuing acting if it weren't for the drama program at SSS. I wouldn't even really know that I liked theater because of like so much of it was to do with the community involved and the people that, you know, are a part of it.
I visited Heather Lee and the cast of What You Will to talk about the play and how the students have prepared for the return of live theater after the pandemic. Here's Heather Lee now.
I have a mentor actor friend from Vancouver who I've worked with over the last number of years. Mm-hmm. His name is Mike Stack, and he and I took the Shakespeare play Twelfth Night, otherwise known as What You Will, and rewrote it as a 1920s jazz cabaret musical, and we've called ours What You Will, or Twelfth Night. Mm-hmm. We are allowed to have a full house as the pandemic restrictions are lifting. We do have a few seats that we'll block off, so we technically won't have 300 tickets available, but we'll probably anticipate a nice big audience.
I also spoke with some of the cast on a Sunday in Smithers as they rehearsed for the show, which opens on April 8th. Here they are now.
Yeah, I'm Ella Backrack, and I'm playing Feste in What You Will.
Okay, great. So what was it like preparing for the role? And so, yeah, excited to have live audience.
Yeah, the last show that I performed in was on March 13th, 2020, which was the last day before the shutdown. We did a show called Radium Girls. So I haven't been in front of an audience since then. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm super excited. We've been preparing since, I think, December is when we got our cast list. Yeah. We've kind of been going full force since we came back to school.
Mm. And what has the preparation kind of been like for you?
I start by memorizing my lines and then working together with people I'm in scenes with, and then we do blocking where we figure out where we are on the stage, and also working with our music director on the songs that we're singing. Mm-hmm. And of course choreographing dances and stuff, because lots of the students have been in charge of different dances this year. Yeah, we have a lot of talented people in the show this year.
Mm-hmm. And what has made this play so different than ones you've worked on in the past?
I've never had lines in a Shakespeare show before, and it's definitely a different language from more modern plays and musicals, so that's definitely been the most unique part of it, is mm-hmm. the language.
My name is Joseph Jacobek, and I'm playing Toby Belch in What You Will.
So yeah, so as Ella had mentioned as well, it's basically like learning a different language. So how do you prepare to speak Shakespearean language?
I mean, as before, we do a lot of warm-ups before we do the show and before mm-hmm. practices, which kind of prepares our mouth because it's differently worded than usual language. And we also, there's books and stuff that we read, so we make sure we actually know what we're saying. And then once that happens, you can actually find like deeper meanings in the words.
So you feel like you do actually understand them?
Yeah, it takes a while to actually learn how to speak it and learn what you're saying, but once you do, it has something that normal lines doesn't have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you pick up on the satire and the subtleties and the wit of Shakespeare as well?
Yeah, it's cool. Even practicing, like, what, 12 days or so before the performance, you can pick up more and more things when you're watching other people rehearse and in your lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any advice for maybe future students coming to Smithers Secondary who want to get involved with the play? What do you have to tell them?
Great question.
Well, I think joining the theater program in Smithers was the best decision I made in my high school education. I really love it. There's a great community, and we have a great arts program in Smithers, despite being such a small school and such a small town. And I would really, even if you're on the edge about it, you don't have to have a big role. You don't really have to put yourself out there. But just to join it and to experience it, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah. Name, please, and role.
I'm Clara Pesch, and I'm playing Andrew Aguecheek. I do everything, sports, lots of dance, music, theater. This is my first time having a big role in front of an audience or really performing in front of an audience. Last year, I performed in Oliver, and I also started rehearsing for our play in 2020, which got canceled due to COVID. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is my first time in front of a real audience,
so
which would be exciting.
How are you feeling about that?
It'll definitely, I'm a little nervous, but I've been performing for so long that I'm used to it, I guess. But it's a totally different experience acting in front of an audience because you share their energy, they're part of the play with you, which is something we haven't really gotten. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a really great learning experience, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your most and then least favorite part of doing something live?
Oh, that's hard. I think my favorite part is getting to almost share and grow on stage with the audience and learn with them. Mm-hmm. Because everything you do, every time you go out there, you're doing something different, you're learning something new, and being able to experience that with other people in a live audience. Mm-hmm. Wondering if they don't like what you're doing. It's
right.
It's always nerve-wracking, but mm-hmm. I think people come here and they're here to watch and mm-hmm. See some.
Yeah. And support it too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And have you heard anything from students? Are they, or family members, are they looking forward to actually being able to come and see a play?
Yeah, for sure. I've talked to a lot of my friends about getting tickets, and their families have just been all for it, really ready to get out there and watch some live performances again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it like competition for getting tickets, do you think? Because so many people are excited to see live theater again?
It's really hard to say. I mean, we certainly still have lots of tickets available. Mm-hmm. We have traditionally done well and managed to sell out shows that we've done in the past, and I anticipate that we'll be able to do that again this year. And I'm sure everyone's in a little bit different place. Some people will want to come and watch and wear a mask and feel protected that way, and others might be comfortable not to do that, and that's really okay, I think. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, people are excited to be back and doing exciting and interesting things, the students involved as well as the community.